कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. Yeah, Pion Cyrus says, as a medical practitioner, I feel it. It is my job to tell you that the coronavirus is out there. It is a problem, and China is very affected. Some foreign travelers in and out affected, but in India, it's not yet that big an issue. So do not panic. And remember, symptoms are cold and cough. Every time you see someone cold and cough, it doesn't mean they have the virus. They've not got coronavirus. They're just from Mumbai or Delhi. It's simple. Cold and cough is part and parcel of our cities. It's called Cyrus says. We'll be right back, but sadly, we'll be right back with our producer Abbas for the last time. All right, here, a bit of a, as I said, sad note for us. After Abbas, what is it, 2 years?
About 1.5 on Cyrus says.
It was for me painful, more like 2 years. 2 full long years of producing our show, plus 2.5 years of actually being here.
3 years here.
3 years of being in the IVM family.
Yeah.
And 3 years of pain and anguish has caused this young man who had come with lots of hair.
Yes, I know.
And now you look like a monk from one of those Shaolin temples. Of course, you're not a kung fu practitioner.
Not yet.
But I said, and I think right in the beginning, I think this is very important. We had decided that we must do one show on you. Mm. You're an upcoming stand-up comedian. You come from a dental background. You rejected that, which yes. I think is very hard to do in India because you know how we are raised by our parents and families.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, you've spent 3 years doing absolutely nothing in this stupid podcast. And now you finally have decided enough is enough. I have to actually pay bills. I need to go and get a proper job.
Right.
And you've given me your biodata in the form of your iPhone, which you stole from a passenger on the train coming from Baikala to Khar. I, of course, have got my glasses, especially for you, so I can read everything. So there's no need to worry. Abbas, look what's written by you about you. Abbas Momin, and you're talking about you like you're somebody else. You're doing an Arnab Goswami. Arnab is there.
Yeah.
And of course, not according to Kunal Kamra, who found him and then had a conversation. We'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
Abbas Momin, also known as AM because he's never available in the morning, is a stand-up comedian and humor writer. He's worked with Weird Ass Comedy, and East India Comedy, has written for Rolling Stones India and GQ. GQ, of course, has no funny bone in it. So what are you discussing?
I used to write film reviews for them.
Oh, I thought maybe hair upkeep and things like that. And you are a senior show producer.
Yeah.
At IVM. What the fuck is a senior show producer?
The fact that you stuck around for more than a year at IVM makes you senior.
That's true. Actually, this is a place people don't know. I think the average age is about 20 to 23.
That's true. Yeah.
I really feel old when I hold my back and walk around. Really. Deep, our sound engineer, is 27. He's like a mature apple.
Yeah.
Carol, who's shooting videos for no reason, is 22. I should not ask her.
She's not even at IVM.
Lady, a woman or age. She's not even IVM. She's a vendor.
No.
She came in. We told her we don't have money. Stay.
Huh. She's a free agent.
Free agent is a good way of putting it. Abbas,
that's
this show.
It.
This show is. That's it.
That's the bio.
That's the bio. Great. This show is dedicated to you. We owed you this one because you know.
I'm shit scared, by the way.
Why?
Because I've never been on this side of the table. Yeah. Cock and Bull is different. I know the flow of the show. This is just
no,
like,
but we need you to open up a little bit and tell us about yourself. Don't worry, I'm not that bad. I don't know why I get a bad reputation of being like, I'm not that bad at all.
You're not bad at all.
In fact, I actually enjoy strangers. Unfortunately, you're not a stranger, so I don't have that much enthusiasm to talk to you. But I've realized maybe a lot of people are like this. They just enjoy talking to people they don't know.
Okay.
So you meet a stranger on the road, you ask them questions, which is what the show is all about. And I hope to never meet them again, and of course they'll feel the same. But while you meet for 20 minutes, like two ships at night, you make love, talk, and it's done.
All in 20 minutes?
Yeah. Well, how much is it? 40 minutes. We'll give you 25. Come on. We'll give you a little more. Okay, now jokes apart, which is a terrible way to start with a comedian, because then what else have you got? Abbas Momin, let's go back to your childhood, because the chronology of who you are and where you are. We know you came here. We know you've got a career on, which is night work as a comedian for now. You also try to work as a writer and all the satellite sort of stuff around. People should understand who want to become as you. Your contribution will be just sneezing?
No, that would be it.
I think that's great. If that's the routine, can I borrow it? I've got a gig next week. Yeah, I'll do 3 sneezes, a scratch, and coronavirus. Corona pyar hai. Okay, listen, let's talk. Let's go back. You're a Baikala boy, so we are cousins.
Not exactly.
Where are you from? You're from Lucknow?
My nani's family lives at Muhammad Ali Road.
Okay.
So that
which is such a long and big road that it stretches from Mumbai to, I don't know, somewhere in Nagpur.
One of the most noise polluted areas in Asia, according to a study. Yeah.
Noise because of the vehicles.
The vehicles, the just cacophony, the traffic, the crowd, all of it.
Yeah.
My father's family comes from this place called Bhiwandi, which is about 50 kilometers from
Mumbai. Yes, famous for riots also, yeah.
Famous for riots and power looms. So it was known as the Manchester of Asia. Because a lot of...
Have you been to Manchester? Factory, working class
without
people.
Without the football.
Yeah. You take out, the football out of the thing, it's not much to look at. Yeah,
so my childhood was spent in Bhiwandi because that's where my house still is. But because our
nani, you've got more than one house. Oh, you were about to say more than two.
No, more than one.
Okay, stop the show. Let's find out what this real estate mogul. How many houses do you have?
Two. One on rent, one which my parents
you
stay.
You bloody liar. You have one house in Baikala. Okay, yeah, I know your sister who's a doctor who worked with my dad. Yeah. She's a physiotherapist at Parsi General. Yeah. So I know for a fact that you've got one family house. Which
is my sister stays with me, Baba, on rent.
Okay, so your sister stays with you on rent in a separate house.
And Baikala.
Parents have a separate house. And who's in Bhiwandi?
My parents.
Oh, so they're there.
Yeah.
Okay, so one in Bhiwandi, one in Baikala. Nothing more right now.
Nothing more.
What about Lucknow, where the family property
is? That is Nani's Nani house.
And Yogi Adityanath has locked it up.
Yeah.
In typical fashion.
Yes.
And said, "Ye mera hai." Because you eat biryani. I don't know. That guy is strange. He's got all kinds of issues.
Childhood was spent there. I was a premature baby. I was born in the 7th month.
Look at you, you're a huge man. How much do you weigh?
I weighed very less. I was very weak. There were very few chances of me.
You don't look weak from any angle. You look like an overfed. If you don't mind,
that's what my uncle and my father keep reminding me.
It looks
me
like
about.
They didn't feed the other family members. So you're underweight.
I was very severely underweight. I was in an incubator for I think about 2.5 months.
Two and a half months in incubator. That's incubator. Quite serious.
Yeah, very serious. The story goes.
Is this
that
the overcompensation that you put on so much weight after that?
Yes.
Or maybe the family also wanted to feed you because they felt bad. Who knows?
Maybe yes. Yeah. The story goes. I don't know how much of this is true.
That we'll play music to make
it
sound true.
They used to decide what to name me.
Yeah.
And whenever they would think of any other name besides Abbas, the nurse used to come and say, "Okay, he's a little unstable. He's got it unstable again." So
this is a horror story. What the hell are you saying? That if they dared become a second name, the nurse would appear like out of a Ramsey
That's
Brothers
the legend
production.
I've heard.
There nurse brigands at this side. Aisa naam mat lijiye. It is Abbas.
So
who came up with Abbas anyway?
Both my parents. Like,
but
it was unanimous.
Is it like K. Abbas, the writer, Zahir Abbas? Normally, there's always somebody or a relative with the same name.
I told you, I think the day I was born, Zahir Abbas scored a century.
Correct, you told me.
Like
you
Abbas.
Told me.
Yeah. But yeah, Abbas
I hope it wasn't against India. You know what time we live in, no?
Yeah, I'll
have to edit the whole thing.
Abbas is a very common name. It means
I know you're not
into cricket,
but Zahir Abbas in his time was one of the greats.
He was one of the greatest, yeah.
Really, and great batsman to watch. He was like a right-hander who batted left-handed.
Yeah, also a girl ran on the field to kiss him.
But those days, many girls did many things.
Yeah.
Nowadays they aren't allowed.
The new producer
has come 20 minutes late into the program. Apparently that's his thing. But don't worry, we are not critics. We don't judge.
Yeah.
But his hair is in place. For someone who's running late,
yeah.
The hair has been styled for 45 minutes. I hope he goes bald. It will save him so much time. Sorry, back to you, sir.
Abbas is a very common name. It means lion in Persian. He was the it comes from the family of the prophet. So very, very common name.
Okay. So Abbas was the name.
Yeah.
And let's understand the parents. The medical background. Dentist was more than one generation.
My family is full of doctors.
My God.
Uncle doctors, aunts doctors.
You see the irony? You in the incubator and everybody else is a doctor.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Father is an oral surgeon. Mother was a teacher.
What surgeon?
Oral.
That could be your opening gag. Bro, I'd go with that. Huh? First, Hachu! My dad's oral surgeon.
Mother was a teacher.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called an oral.
You
oral
say,
I'll tell you the full.
Yeah, please tell us.
Oral and maxillofacial surgeon.
My God. Yeah. What does it mean?
Well, the maxilla is the upper bone of the mouth. And
if you don't want oral, you ask for maxilla.
Yeah, ask for maxillofacial. It means not just the...
So what do we call dentist then? That's just
so
a layman
dentist is
term.
Only with the teeth. Maxillofacial surgeon, as in if someone comes with...
all kinds of...
A busted head, my father can give you stitches as well.
Oh, so the entire face area is
face
his
face is his specialty.
And
yeah.
We, by mistake, use the word dentist, which is only the mouth.
Which is the most more lucrative.
Do you think there'll be a time that people specialize in only, say, nose hair? You know what I mean? There's a super specialization
I'm
going
sure
on.
It's already happening.
Why don't you do that?
But that would still come under the ENT surgeon, no?
But if it's a nose hair issue, you've got to go to Dr. Mystery. He's the best.
Yeah.
Really knows his nose hair.
True.
Huh. So, again, father so and
mother was a teacher. She used to teach science and maths, but she left after I was born because she had to take care of me.
Good she taught science and maths in those days, because now science and maths has changed a lot. Apparently.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Everything was invented in different times.
Yeah.
Science.
She used to teach right here in Bandra, Anjuman Islam.
Oh, yeah. Very good cricket team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think till today, I've been following. Mm. Anjuman Islam has given us a lot in terms of cricketers.
Yeah.
Isn't Wasim Jafar a product?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's get back to you.
Yeah.
I'll digress into cricket.
What are you going to know?
No, no. So you come. The key of this entire story is how is a man who comes from a background where both are professionals, where all the family members are professionals, which is very strong. If you look around at uncles and aunties and chachas and chachis and all that. Mm. Because I'm just... it. Boggles the mind that you would dare turn your back on academics.
I had to fight for it.
Take us through all that. First, what was Abbas like as a young boy?
Very introverted, very self-conscious.
Which is your comedy also, no?
Yeah.
You're almost like this private, quiet guy who then tries to give a punch above his weight with a telling comment here and there.
So I have an elder sister who you've met, and she was the exact opposite. Extrovert, talks
Gregarious.
A lot. Lot of friends. Friends would always come over to our house. I was the complete opposite. Was happy with my book, never went down to play.
Just the one book all your life?
Yeah.
What was the book called?
I'm not going to tell you.
Please.
You know, whatever was usually a Famous Five or a Secret Seven in it.
I don't want to use the word gay because I don't want to be labeled anything, but and there's nothing wrong with being gay. But so Famous Five was your
Secret Seven.
Secret Seven was your go-to book.
They had multiple adventures, Cyrus.
Frankly, I've read them all, so I'm a fine one to speak. But I grew up in the 80s and 90s where we had to read.
That's
there was no
true.
Option. You're slightly after me, so I'm thinking.
Both my parents used to emphasize a lot for
very bookish culture.
Very bookish culture, especially my mother. Wanted
you'd have conversations on the table about things and all.
Yeah.
Not like a good Punjabi family would be just a pass it, yaar. No, it wasn't like that.
Not like that. Huh. Always encouraged me to read. So I was very introverted. Always had an artistic bent. I would love to learn the English language because it was like they were teaching you stories in class, right? Mm-hmm. Not very fond of maths. Not very fond of chemistry, science.
Because chemistry can be creative.
It can be, but it has all those chemical reactions and stuff, which is like solving a math problem. So I was immediately like not
the,
very
the maths
fond of
boggled
that.
Your mind, and you said F off to it.
Yeah, so
which is English.
Wanted to pursue arts in life, but father wanted me to pursue medicine because we live in India. And
honestly, right up to this generation, I don't think anyone could put their hand up and say,
that's
"Dad,
true.
I'll do arts."
Yeah,
and dad will be like, "That's great choice, yaar. I'm so happy I can die in peace."
Yeah, so I always used to win prizes in essay writing, speech writing, and debates, and all of that.
And was your writing initially was it comic at all, or was it what was it? What do you think it was? You remember?
I remember it more than comic. I would say quirky, subdued.
I'll tell you what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Amitabh Bachchan, when we first interviewed him, told us a story about his first role on in one of these schools, I think Sherwood or wherever he was, where he played a chicken.
Okay.
So India's greatest actor and definitely India's greatest artist, bar none, at least for me, tells you that he started with playing a chicken. He actually enacted what he had to do, which is a little bit ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But from there to where,
I mean,
that's an interesting climb.
Yeah.
And there's the genesis of that, you know. The chicken is there somewhere in the acting at the end.
My
as well.
First
so what about you?
Role on in the theatre, I played a judge.
Ooh,
and the premise was that the actual judge has not turned up.
Ooh.
So the replacement is the guy who makes the announcement.
Concussion sub in cricket.
Like whatever, hazir ho, that guy is now the judge because the judge.
Hazir ho guy becomes a judge.
Becomes a judge.
He's just the announcer. You can't just take jurisprudence in your own pocket like that.
And I remember Hera Pheri had recently released then, so I was.
That's the mark.
I was asked to do the Paresh Rawal accent.
No, like, I'm been looking from point of view of judicial review and things like that from Hera Pheri part one.
Yeah,
so you were
like,
Paresh Rawal.
Just do the Maharashtrian Paresh Rawal accent and play a judge. So that's what I did.
Can you do it?
What do you want to say?
Just do the Maharashtrian Paresh Rawal accent for one line.
I haven't done it in years. Oh my, machi mast tel mein fry karke ekha gaya.
Oh wow, I think there's half Bihari, half Maharashtrian, but I'll buy it.
That's true, yeah.
I'll buy it. So was that comic?
That was comic. That was in 11th standard.
Did it go down well?
It went down well, yes. People actually laughed a lot at that.
And they remembered you then?
So
you got your little
got my little
sharp,
5
so
minutes
speak.
Of fame, yeah.
No, isn't that how people are marked in college from what I remember? You do something,
right.
Or, you know, either you're good at academics or whatever. You do a cultural thing and then that's your thing, you know. People
say,
oh, Abbas, the guy on that judge, huh? You know,
but more than acting back then, I wanted to be a singer. I was in a school choir.
One sec. I don't know if I have the courage to. I mean, it's one thing to do mimicry and accents
true.
And all that, and it's always going to be fun.
I sang a solo in my school choir, Shepherd Boy. For the
Shepherd
Christmas.
Boy.
Yeah.
Can you, I mean,
not that I don't even remember the lyrics.
We don't even have that many listeners. I don't know if I should risk it, but what the hell are you?
So yeah, I wanted to be a musician back then. I was very,
as a
very
singer,
big into.
But you played any instruments?
I used to play the guitar, yes.
Wow.
I was big into music.
Can you play the guitar, air guitar for a little bit?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, as you can see.
Yeah, wow. I can see the chords moving. Not bad. So you could play guitar.
I could play guitar.
You were a decent singer, is it?
Decent singer, yes.
And what
turned
you
away
from?
In a band.
So why didn't you start your own band?
Because Dad sent me to Bangalore to study dentistry.
And here comes the crux of the issue. Dad, playing the character of Paresh Rawal in Hera-Feri,
yeah,
sends him to Bangalore. But how strong were you about not doing all this?
It's a difficult situation to be, na. I mean, you're at like 13, 14 years old, and your dad is telling you, you know, every parent,
no,
every,
at a crossroads,
every
Indian
parent that gives you this line, na, ke beta, get the degree and then you can do
that's
this true. On this side.
That's absolutely right? true. So that was come up in parliament now. The parents are only allowed to say this once or something and then get overruled by the
Milind Deora knows a thing or two about that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But he has a family business and a member of parliament to fall back on while he was playing guitar. So,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
So I was given the same line that you get this dental degree for, and then he would quote all these famous, like Palash Sen of Euphoria is a doctor but is also a singer.
Yes, but the other four are not. Euphoria has five artists now. Four of them are not. So it's not like that.
So then they would pick
Palash Sen is like an rare character. If you look at the music world, I can't think of too many who are over-educated. I mean, they're all educated to some extent. But do you know anyone who's like a practicing engineer or something before that? No.
Deep is mouthing
somewhere. Baba Sehgal was an electric engineer.
Really?
With a job and all
did
that.
Did you know this?
You know, an intelligent guy. Then he dumbed down the lyrics and music and all that, which is also a sense of intelligence. Yeah. You know, I got a market. This is what I'm going to talk to. Because you can't write Thanda Thanda Pani.
That's true.
You can't. Yeah. You either you're retarded, and with due respect, I don't mean anything bad by that, or you're really intelligent and you're playing for a market.
That word is too
it's
not,
too wrong.
Not allowed
it's wrong.
Anymore.
Retard.
No.
Guitar.
No,
just, Guitar is okay.
Adeep, who are you saying?
Shankar Mahadevan.
Shankar Mahadevan is what?
He's an engineer.
Engineer.
Okay.
And I think job bhi tha, na? So these guys left the naukri and then moved on.
Yeah, so that's
later.
What I was also told.
Well, their dads will be very happy. Abhi paisa kamaya, abhi karo karo, raat ko karo. Haan, function hai, ghar ko par mein, karo karo karo. No problem.
But when I went...
But I'm saying you didn't hold your own at 16 when he said...
No,
because Bangalore's... See, Bangalore's different from Bombay.
Yeah.
You were quietly going to dentist school in Bombay and manage whatever. But now he's sending you to another life, literally.
Yeah.
You didn't pick up a fight.
I did not pick up a fight because, like I said, I was a very, very introverted, subdued child, and I.
You didn't argue with the parents?
I did not.
But it's amazing when I work with you, and I've worked with him sadly for a long time. You've got a very strong sense of integrity in what you think is right or wrong.
Yeah.
Much more than say I have. I you know, do it for a second, and I go back to being infantile. Yeah. I think I'm just more infantile than you are. But you've got a very strong right or wrong sense. So I'm just thinking, right there, the crossroads of your life. You didn't say stand up for yourself like you
no,
would stand up for, say, the minorities or animal rights or homosexuality or whatever.
No, I didn't, because I was very young and that part of my brain was yet to form.
I didn't want to challenge the parents.
That too. And
were they kind parents, but otherwise?
They were very kind, very loving. Like, they never stopped. Like,
they still pat your back and hug you and all that.
Yes, they do.
There were some parents stop as
I know,
you become hulks.
Yeah.
like some parents say, I can't get my hands around you, fat so and all that.
No, so
really
that, that's the thing. Now, like I said, I want to be a musician. My dad never stopped me.
But did you
they
do
never,
anything with them? I mean, you played guitar. Didn't join a band. You didn't. I mean, look at if I'm your dad for a second. Oh, what the hell? So you can play a little guitar like 20,000 other people, and you can sing a little bit like 50,000 other people.
I'm having deja vu right now.
But for 1 year, if you had functions, you made a little money, a name for yourself, then I can think as a father, think, okay, there's a rasta here opening up. But right now it doesn't.
See, the thing is, I didn't go to. I was not a very outgoing child. Nah, I didn't go to school in a.
So then can you blame your dad? What do you want him to do?
I'm not blaming my dad. You know, I didn't go to a fancy school in Bombay where I made a lot of friends and
people. A lot of people go to fancy schools and their lives go nowhere. This is all rubbish. There's no correlation between anything.
The thing is, I was living in Bhiwandi. It's not like I could go to an open mic.
Your biopic will be Boy from Bhiwandi. I've already got it. I'm ready. I'll play young you.
I'll register the name. So yeah, I didn't put up a resistance. Not back then. As the years went along.
When you went to Bangalore, were you sad?
I was confused. I was like, I didn't know what I'm getting into. It's a new city.
You were like a gay man getting married. You had no idea what was going on. You're like, why? And finally, you tell your wife, I like your brother. No, I'm just asking.
Very, very weird place this went to.
Metaphor. Poor comedy. That's what
we do. I was very confused. I didn't know what I was getting into. But I was going along with it because... I didn't know better. I'm like, if dad is sending you kuch achha yoga. Once I reached Bangalore and I started going through the syllabus of the dental and medical, you know, the syllabus, all of it, it was just way too much to take in. And even though I liked science, it's not like I sucked at science, it just didn't make me want to study those things.
Okay, we have to take a break, which will allow you to sneeze as much as you want. But we'll quickly come back from fine. We'll come back from Bangalore and figure out what you did with your life after that.
Sure.
And then we'll come towards the end. Not the end, but the end of your relationship with me, in a sense.
Okay.
Take a break, we'll come back. Abbas, since you're a comedian, give us a joke as you're going to break.
Knock, knock.
Oh, shit. We're just going to break. Okay, back after the break. Abbas, isn't that the most irritating people when you say you're a comedian?
Yeah.
And people say jokes so now.
The most irritating.
I mean, I suppose singers get there a lot. You're a good singer. Good so now, yaar.
They can at least get off by saying gala kharab hai or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I'm just thinking, if you're a surgeon or you're a marketing professional, probably one of the best guys in the corporate world, what can we do? They say, hello, this is my son Rakesh. He's the head of MNC just down the road, worth 20 crores a year. I'm like, now, Rakesh, what? Rakesh, can you? I mean, what do you ask him as a marketing head?
Yeah.
So unfair. Mm. So what do you do? How do you deal with people when they say jokes are now or things like that?
I say the same thing. Do you ask a surgeon to say do a surgery?
You give a lecture.
You ask a neurosurgeon.
You're like the least comic person they know after that. Whoa, it's like comedy nahi hai. Bhashan. Pe bhashan. So you're in Bengaluru.
Yeah.
Again, this is a strange moment for you, I guess, because you're embracing the fact that you're going to be a dentist. You've accepted it.
No, I never accepted it. Again, so I also...
But did that change your life? You're alone, you're away from mommy, daddy.
Year, the year...
You've got all kinds of... It's a cosmopolitan society, mixed people from all
exactly.
over.
Yeah, exactly. So the year 2006 was very crucial for me because that's when I went there.
Right.
Met a lot of people from different parts of the country. Mm. But I also have an issue with the way medicine is taught in our country. It's taught with a very...
Dry.
Very dry. You don't make the student fall in love with what they are studying, right? It's very strict. It's very, very sort of you make you
it's dry. I'll tell you why. I understand. I was in law for 1 year and all I picked up were accents. I could do all their accents with all their different accents, but I couldn't remember anything they said beyond making fun and doing impressions.
In fact, I remember one of our lecturers, so in dental college, while he was teaching us something on a model of a denture, the class was surrounding him and he would one by one ask people questions. What is this? What is this? He asked me something and I said the answer in sort of a decorative fashion with flowery language, and he said, looked at me as like, what are you, an art student? You know, as an insult. So it was like,
so you use your creativity, frustrated as you were, to answer a science question on the jawline of some nutcase who was dying in front of you, and you upset the science teacher.
Science teacher,
who remembered all the guys who made fun of him when he was in primary school. The funny creative types. Yeah.
So what happened was, long story short, so I failed my first year.
Hi Joe. We have to put the relevant music in for fail feeling. You want that? Yeah, that's very disco Bappi Lahiri's generation. Okay, we'll go with that.
That's Tarak Mehta, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
But Tarak Mehta is not the first to use it.
I know.
It's been around for a long time.
So I failed my first year, but my dad was still like, it's okay, reappear for the exam. Now there's a reappear, when you reappear in dental college.
Months.
No, there is a fee to give paper. There is a fee that you have to pay for your reappearing your exam.
Like a fine?
Like almost like a fine. It's called repetition fee.
This is before BJP came
and if you don't give if you don't give repetition fee, they don't give you the hall ticket for the exam.
Wow.
So you have to pay humongous sums of money if you fail. So studied a little bit, passed the first year somehow, got into the second year. It was just getting difficult year by year, right? And there came a point where
I think it was getting difficult. You just realized you weren't cut out for
exactly.
this.
Exactly. I would
you know, just pass it and
I would leave the house in the morning. I'm like, why am I going to study something that I don't want to, right? So while all of this was happening,
were you falling in love at the same time? You're in Bangalore alone now?
Let's not go there.
But that's what people want to hear. They're bored of your bloody dentist story. People have shut the podcast.
I met a lot of people from around the world, and I'll just say that.
This is not a petting zoo where you come and say, Miss Argentina, pat pat. Miss Brazil, pat pat.
I wish Miss Argentina was with
so when you said rest of the world, where did they come from?
No, rest of India. Like places
India.
Like Chhattisgarh. Even down south, you know, I mean, you have...
There's so many different places.
Yeah, till then, my only...
Did you fall in love? Don't give me a geography lecture.
Love is a very strong...
Did you fall in hard-like?
Hard-like, yes.
Semi-like?
Yeah, hard-like.
Semi-like. Kuch hua?
Nahin, kuch nahin hua.
Oh, man. Karuna pyaar hai. So that's also perhaps not helping because love life is not really happening. So nothing holding
true.
You back.
Also, if you fall in love with someone from your batch, then you fail, then they pass, then they go ahead of you.
Oh, shit. Didn't you not think of that before?
I did not.
Oof.
And then it becomes a status thing. They're like,
how can she date you?
Abhi toh senior ban gaya, abhi toh kaisa date karega usko?
Because when they become successful doctors, they manage their own NGOs and things.
Exactly.
They don't have to do this. So at what point does Abbas draw the line in the sand and say, bas, both ho gaya, I'm wasting my time, let's go.
So my dad was decent enough to give me a computer and an internet connection there in Bangalore. What I started doing was I just used to skip classes and watch American sitcoms all day.
Wow. So, favorite ones?
30 Rock, The Office.
I love.
Friends, of course.
I don't love. Friends is damn boring.
I know. I tried watching Seinfeld. Not my thing.
I love Seinfeld. Yeah. Get out of the podcast.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Love.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You love Larry David there.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't love him at Seinfeld.
50% of the writing in Seinfeld is... It's the same style, the soup Nazi, if you look at it, the girl who can't be heard. It's that style, that irreverent style, which is Larry David.
I love Seinfeld stand-up also, but I just don't like the show.
I like Larry David's writing better than Seinfeld.
Yeah,
and I can tell. It's like Lennon, if you know your Beatles, you can tell which is Lennon, which is McCartney. Or Salim Javed, you can tell. Salim is the less Urdu-ish writing. It's easy on the ear.
Yeah, so I would see this, that the writers of these sitcoms are also doing stand-up. Next thing I know, I'm watching their clips on YouTube as stand-up comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me want to write humor. That was the first time I literally wanted to like...
Sitting in a room in Bangalore.
I wanted to be a monologue writer for the Tonight Show. I'm like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
At the same time, luckily, the Comedy Store had opened up in Bombay. So I would come for my holidays to Bombay.
Hmm.
I started going, watching
shows.
Who
were the people on stage at that point, in that generation?
All the guys who are big now.
The Shakyas and that type of generation?
So they would do like 5-10 minute spots back then. Because they would fly in comedians from the UK.
Right.
And to
I saw some Simon guy and all that there. Yeah.
And to fill the time, they would give spots to Tanmay, Rohan Joshi, all of these people.
Yeah.
And then they realized that these guys are doing better in 10 minutes than the UK guys, so why should we fly those people?
And we can
down
still
here?
Pay them that little amount
exactly.
for 40 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. So then they start giving these guys full sets.
Yeah.
I would go watch.
So you
them.
Got the smaller set then?
No, I was just as a fan back then.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just watching them. I was getting blown away.
Huh.
My first humor writing was for a youth magazine called Jam, just another magazine.
Of course.
Yeah.
I've written for it too. So, closed down after me, but revived.
with me.
Rashmi Bansal. You give Jam credit because you're one of the first, maybe the first, I'm trying to think, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe the first in the 90s, sort of, let's go with humor based writing start to finish. Everybody wanted a funny column, kuch liko, but they had the balls to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote a spoof for the film Ravan for them.
Ravan itself
is a spoof.
Would you? Why? Okay.
Yeah. I wrote it. That's the first thing that got published.
Right.
Then I went to my dad and I was like, see, dad, I wrote something, it got published. Yeah. And then he was very proud of me. He was like, he was the first
Did
time.
Did he see Ravan? Because then it all
no,
made sense.
Did not. And then I wrote another spoof, which also got published. Then Jam wrote to me saying,
you got paid?
I got paid, yes. I got
little money, but money was coming.
3,000 rupees or
something.
It
always helps. I think if a check comes in, even if it's a 500 bucks,
that's true.
It means there's hope. Yeah.
So once my article started getting published, that's when my dad was like, okay, maybe now he can pursue something.
But he didn't say, come in the room and tell me jokes?
No.
To check you out, write a monologue on dentistry, 10 minutes.
I would tell him the same thing. I'm like, dad, do people ask you to do surgery on them?
If they pay, he'll do it.
He wasn't paying me, no.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
So that's when I...
So,
so
how do you take the next step? How do you go on stage? So writing is starting. But did you want to go on stage?
That's the thing. That's a funny story. So East India Comedy, Saurapan's group, back in 2012, they were... NCPA used to have Cheer Fest, if you remember. A weekend all comedy stuff.
Yeah, all of them together, right?
Yeah. So they were doing a comedy, stand-up comedy workshop in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll go for the workshop. I'll get some tips on how to write stand-up. And one day, maybe I'll go on stage.
Hmm.
But the part of the deal was you write a 2-minute set in the afternoon and you perform it at night.
Okay.
I did not know this, but then they liked my jokes and they were like, you should perform tonight. It was a competition.
Hmm.
I performed 2 minutes of my material.
In the room or on stage?
On stage. At NCP.
With an audience?
With an audience. Godrej Theatre. Full house. I performed to my 2 minutes.
Godrej Theatre is the right size for comedy.
Exactly.
Huh? Like 300, 200.
Exactly.
Right. You can really get to them. Yeah.
I wrote jokes about me quitting dentistry, me losing hair, me being fat. Right. That was all. I went there and it destroyed. It was really well received. Yeah. And I won the open mic that night.
Wow.
My very first time.
Did you get
stage.
A Godrej fridge or something?
How I did not. The prize was to get to open for East India Comedy on the next show.
These guys, they're not comedians. They're exploiters. They're just not a marketing group. Just take you down, pull your pants off.
So the realization for me was that if I write about all the frustrations of my life, I was getting a lot of flack for quitting dentistry.
Correct.
Getting a lot of flack for losing
What the comedians call home truths.
Exactly.
So took the truths out and spun them a little bit. And people were laughing at your misery, but understanding and showing some empathy. Yeah. But they liked you at the end.
Yeah, so that was the my introduction to
stand-up. So you better not lose weight or become
a dentist. Exactly, that's the thing.
You're done.
I'm done. I write new material then. Then did some more shows. It was actually a disadvantage that the very first time I went on stage, I was so well received. Because after that,
that's terrible
rooms,
actually.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Boris Becker winning Wimbledon first time off. And then after that, everyone, what the hell? What's going on? Yeah.
In the smaller rooms, then I would randomly hear chewing sounds to my jokes without any response. So I was like, yeah, I mean, that night they designed
also,
the show.
Also, Godrej Theatre is a good audience coming there for comedy. Sometimes you get an audience which has come there by mistake.
Right.
Like I've done the Sharma's wedding, Sangeet, and nobody's listening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great fun. Yeah.
So then East India Comedy offered me an internship.
So you basically worked with East India Comedy. That was your
first
gig.
For about 6 months, internship. I used to work out
of... So who was your favorite out of the East India comedians?
They're all really good, yeah.
Yeah.
If I can't pick one. We used to work out of Kunal Rao's drawing room. Like that was literally how...
Because he had so much money at his own flat without getting a career. Dad, who was president of the Bombay Gyms, picked up the phone and said, Sonny, I'm giving you a flat until you make it. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so I used to handle their social media. I used to write some jokes for them. And they used to pay me $5,000 for internship, which was really
which
lot
is
of money
more than
you're
getting here.
Yeah,
no wonder you're quitting. Abbas, I respect you so much. Or we need to fast forward because there's lots more we want to talk about in like 10 minutes. So
after 6 months I wanted to try out hardcore journalism, so I started writing for Rolling Stone.
What happened to your comedy? Oh, you're looking at it as a double thing. You would do your comedy in the night and you wanted a proper
also
job.
With comedy, like I said, like if I would have 2-3 not so good shows now, I would lose this thing.
Confidence.
I was like, I don't want to do it anymore.
That's a terrible thing about performing. Now if you have a bad show, then you feel terrible. If you have a good show, you feel great.
Exactly.
It's just unfair.
And writing for a newspaper or a magazine was just something I wanted since I was a kid. You know, like I said,
believed in your writing, whatever happened, but you were worried about your performance because sometimes the audience wouldn't accept.
Yes.
You have no idea that that's the way it's going to be for the rest of your life.
That's true.
There's just no way to control that. Yeah.
So wrote for Rolling Stone, and writing for Rolling Stone was a dream. But once I got the job, it just wasn't something. Like I think we spoke about this off record. I'm expecting America of the 60s. The Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan.
You're living in 2020 India.
Exactly.
And we are so far away from flower power and love thy neighbor and happiness is a warm gun. It's all gone.
So you would bump into the same bunch of music journalists. You know, it was like any other desk job from 9 to 5. You would sit at the
we'll cover all the events, we'll cover all
No offense to it wasn't like anybody was mean to me or the office was bad.
There was no pedophile amongst them. Nobody touched you inappropriately or said tell me a joke while sitting on my
thankfully
lap.
No.
Those kind of things you have to watch out for.
I'm sorry to say, but print journalism in India doesn't pay much. I mean, it's like,
you're sorry to say, this is the way it is. The world
it's
is
just
changing.
The way it is.
There are a few gets. Sunil Gavaskar gets over $1 lakh a column,
but
Shobha Ray gets $1 lakh a column.
Before that,
exactly. So they get paid because of who they are. Also.
Yeah, exactly.
But then there are lots who don't.
Yeah,
that's the way it is. I get $6,000 a column.
Which newspaper?
Hindustan Times. And sometimes they don't feel like even either paying me
but
or asking me to
write. Four columns a month. That's 24,000.
Yeah, but I got 2 kids, 2 old parents, 11 employees, 2 dogs, 4 dogs if you count Alibag. I've got a wife, I've got a girlfriend.
Okay.
A girlfriend's got a husband. I mean, things just go on. It just multiply out of control. Yeah. But if that Rolling Stones gig is open, I'd like to take it.
I'm sure they'll take you. So quit Rolling Stones.
It's how sad. A lot of cynicism. Whatever you looked at, it doesn't appear to be that. But I guess that's also a metaphor for life, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
You look at it and the rosy tints you're looking at it, it's not that anymore after some time. Our funny show has become a sad, tragic. Dilip Kumar talking to KL Sehgal about romance or something.
Did freelance gigs, wrote an award show with Cyrus Ahukara,
what
the GQ Men of the Year Awards.
But you guys are made for each other, both come late. Never on time. He was anchoring him.
He was anchoring.
So you wrote for him.
I wrote for him.
I don't know why Sahu does that. He's such an intelligent, funny guy.
He's a very
he doesn't
nice
like
guy,
to talk.
I don't know why you roast him like this.
Why he wants to get people to write for him. He's actually very funny.
He would improvise. You would give him like the premise and then he would improvise on that.
And he's just lazy.
To his credit, we wrote a lot of sort of edgy jokes in the script, which GQ wanted removed.
What do you say?
In a moment. But then Sahukar fought for us. He's like, no, this is funny. Why can't this stay? Why can't this stay? So we got to keep those jokes.
By edgy, you mean political edgy? Or?
Political edgy, about the big man.
What are you saying? No wonder you don't have a job for long. When are you going to learn, boy?
And
jokes you do, jokes you don't do.
2004. 15, 16.
Do you have your seat in Bangalore still? I'm a little worried.
If
BJP wins again, 2023, 24, be careful.
So did freelance gigs, started doing improv.
So you were born in this era politically, in a sense. Your comedy was born in this era. Not like us who have seen two, three governments, etc. before that.
I was born in 88. So I have seen the tumultuous time in the 90s.
As a performer, you're basically around the 2012-13 time.
Talking about politics in comedy isn't very out of place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or the fear factor was much less. Let's put
that's
it that
true,
way.
Yeah.
So we honestly didn't fear anything before that. I can't think of it. We never edited while writing. Mm. We never. I mean, you try not to be personal because that's just, you know, being malicious after a point. Yeah. Beyond that, I don't think we thought.
True.
Now though, it's very scary.
It's quite scary. Yes.
Let's only insult the driver. Driver ke itna khas nahi hai relationship. It should be okay. Huh. Sorry. Coming back to your life, you put one leg into journalism.
Yeah.
As a this is the middle class background, I think, that we have, where fear factor happens and all that. So you need to keep one leg there for safety. Mm. But you're performing.
I'm performing
that's happening now.
For example, you
performed at the CCI 2-3 years ago, for example. So you're doing all kinds of gigs.
I did. I'm taking whatever gig I can. Corporate shows.
Who advises you?
No one. You just take a call on
what
gig
you get. You don't think that this will be a dangerous crowd, difficult crowd like that?
No, that's what I was coming to.
Like, I never do my in-laws.
So most
okay,
upcoming...
I'll rephrase that. I never do a show for my in-laws.
A lot of upcoming comedians take corporate shows, right? Which is like your rich people. But I couldn't cater to that crowd because, again, my humor is political and sex and politics is totally off the table.
No, corporate crowds may allow you. It depends on who the corporate crowd
is.
It could be, the top management and all, where they allow you a lot of certain stuff. But with dealers and stuff, they're very careful. Because in dealers, you just give them a lot of drinks and just say the F word three times.
Yeah.
And generally, that's the routine.
Yeah.
So I'll give you my advice for all that. Cool. But I don't think you should say that for all corporates, because in the corporate world, they're different.
I performed for a crowd of copywriters. They were very chill. Because,
but that's difficult, again, because they all think they're better than you.
Yeah, that's true.
So then, because I remember doing Ad Club Awards and things like that. You'd be very careful because they want to feel superior. So you've got to figure out how to talk to them. But luckily, they were all drunk by the end of it.
Comedy to this day doesn't pay much, right? Unless you're represented by a talent agency or a manager.
Or a government.
Or a government. Yeah. You don't make much money. So I was hustling here and there, I was freelancing. Then I met Naveen Nurona while all of this was happening.
Yeah, that beautiful man.
Yeah. We joined an improv group called the Etceteras.
Right.
There were 10 of us, including Hazel Keech, who's married to Yuvraj Singh.
Right, right.
Yeah, she was also in our group.
And as an improv, thing she was
an improviser. But while all of this was happening, Naveen got a job at IBM, and he said, "We're looking for producers. Why don't you come in and interview?" So I gave an interview to.
This is at the time he was leaving.
This is a year before he left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he went to Portugal and did that famous
show.
Was Portugal? No, Philippines. Manila. Philippines did a famous show where they beat him senseless.
Did not beat him.
They
went down
every
very
bone
well.
In his body. Right now he's curry rice somewhere in Manila.
I think he's killing it with his show.
Where is he?
The Good Child. All over India.
Oh, he's doing his tours.
He's doing his tours, yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. And the improv group is broken up. Hazel Keech went to Yuvraj. You couldn't find a Yuvraj of your own.
I couldn't find. I found IBM instead.
Yo. Yeah. Amit is Yuvraj from certain angles and certain lighting.
Everybody just went their own ways. People got better jobs. Some became popular.
But I guess this was a smart thing to do at that point, because you thought Naveen is doing it. He's like a senior comedian. So you're following the same double
path.
And you're sort of one leg in comedy because you're doing podcasts or whatever.
And the salary was way more than I was getting paid at Rolling Stone.
And you were still doing night gigs. You can see your main focus in career is there. Plus, you can write. If you have the energy, you can write for anyone else. Yeah. Now, quickly, we are running out of time. Tell us two things. One, where you're going, in short. And more importantly, what was your experience like working with, IBM and this show?
I don't have a backup plan. I'm just going to chill for the next 2 weeks and then just see where
So your father was right. Why didn't you listen to your father? Huh? Why did you listen?
I should have, yes. I should have.
Damn it. You could have been a dentist today. Momin and son. Can you imagine? Huge board.
Yeah.
Starting in Bhiwandi, ending in Baikalar. The longest board ever.
Wouldn't even have to make a clinic. I would have just taken my dad's clinic.
Yeah, and the great thing about this generational work is that their generations come to you.
That's
so
true.
The same 30 loyal clients, their kids will come to you, just out of the way India works.
Well, too late.
Damn it. And now you've got to go and struggle in comedy, fight a government, oppressors, right in between the lines, perhaps sometimes too intelligently for them to understand. What's the point of all that, man? Anyway, welcome to our world, Baba. Don't get married, huh? Well, while you're single, it's much cheaper.
No plans.
Because it's much more expensive once you get married, kids, dog, plants, cats. It doesn't end. Please be very careful. Learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
And don't you buy too many t-shirts. I feel we can...
That's my one indulgence.
But stop it. Okay, why do you need so many t-shirts? Wear two. Two okay. T-shirts explain your life.
Right.
With a nice whatever. Since you like these, he likes, for those who don't know, Abbas loves these T-shirts with silly quirky messages and quirky things on them. Mm. And I think that keeps everyone in IVM awake. What is Abbas wearing? That's something to look forward to because every other show sucks.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you. Huh. So tell
now,
us about
now the part about the working with you. Oh my God.
You can be critical. Edited.
No, I mean, can I be really honest? Cyrus S was the very first Indian podcast I started listening to. Again, because of Kunal Rao, because Kunal Rao was here on episode 13.
I think more than once we've had Kunal.
First time he came here was
so low on guests. Don't repeat this, please. Kunal 3 times. And Vijaykar, another Kunal 4 times. So, like 10. Kunal's 10 times. Kamra, though, we should get now. He's the big one.
I actually messaged him. I will talk about it on Cock and Bull.
Who?
Kunal Kamra.
We'll do that on Cock and Bull.
Cock and Bull. So, he shared his interview with you online, and I clicked on it and I'm like, yeah, Cyrus, I haven't heard Cyrus in a long time. You used to be on MTV and I used to be a fan of yours, so
used to be on MTV. Dad was correct. Wasted his time.
Fell in love with the podcast, would religiously listen to it, and then came to IBM and actually got to produce the show for 2 years.
This is without the Naveen connection at that point in your head. I mean, when you
I knew Naveen back then, but I organically discovered the podcast because Kunal Rao shared it on his.
So it's amazing because Kunal Rao, I'm trying to remember all these generations. Yeah. There's the first generation, Shakya and all used to write with us.
Then there's
Kunal, because his dad would come to me in the gym and say, he wants to be a comedian. So just see how old I am. And I would look at him disapprovingly and say, does he drink? No, not like us, you know, father and me. And so I'm relating to the father of Kunal. Keep that all in mind here as I relate to yours. Then below that is Naveen Narona. He's after that in a sense. Below that is you. Below that is you. It's like God.
Me
man.
And Naveen started around the same time.
Yeah, but in a sense, it's another the list of people.
When you say I'm below Naveen, it means
Yes. That's one for his gags. You stick with your own. All right. Okay. So, but pleasant journey for you, the 2 years.
Pleasant
here.
Journey. Yeah, not very
the,
pleasant.
The one remark you always got is Cyrus won't let you speak.
Cyrus doesn't let anyone speak. Yeah, okay. Forget me. No, but you actually let me speak a lot today. I'm very surprised.
Diamond in the rough. So quickly, what do you want to say about the not letting you speak?
Can you let anyone speak?
That's why you're leaving, to make sure your voice is heard.
I was tired of replying to people. It's like, that's just the way Cyrus is.
But you realize you built up a lot of equity in our little world of podcasts. A lot of people ask about you.
Yeah.
You become very strong. I would hate to use Seinfeld as an example because you hate the show.
I don't hate
there are five
the
strong characters.
Right.
Four strong characters, at least maybe five if you count whoever's a rotating character. And you're one of those.
Mm.
You know, and after some time, you built your own equity. You built your own brand. You built people. And they like yourself. I think you're a distinct style. You don't try to compete or outshout people, which is very rare in India.
Yeah.
India, we all have this sort of Bollywood style of doing everything. Yeah. We're all Arnab. Mm. So the 15 comedians screaming at each other, and that's what. So I think that stands out a little bit.
I think, as the saying goes, raise the level of your argument, not your voice.
Sabka Bap, Abbas. I've changed the biopic to Sabka Bap. Boy from Bhiwandi doesn't work. That's too romantic. Sabka Bap is better.
Yeah. But I was a fan of yours even before. Me and my sister used to, never went out to play with other kids. So the TV was my best friend as a child. So your whole your group of VJs are all so dear to us.
And then you worked with Cyrus Saukar also.
I worked with Saukar also. You also met Shehnaz a couple of days ago. She was in the office.
Isn't she fantastic?
She's really good.
She's almost my age, but she looks 20 years younger.
Yeah.
Without anything, she does no touch ups. No, she hardly even uses makeup.
Yeah.
She's one of those people who's gifted with great skin. Mm. This sounds creepy to say. How do I know? But yeah,
skin spend so much time with her.
No, but when I tell people, we're like, she's 1 year younger than me from Xavier's and all. Nobody believes it. They're like, come on, uncle, what are you saying? Very scary.
Can I ask you a question? Because Shehnaz was also on the Larry Wilmore show on Comedy Central in the US.
A lot of things.
Didn't you ever feel like moving to the US and doing some trying out doing comedy there?
You know, I went to the States in 94 and worked for the Strasbourg course, and I did a couple of auditions. I even got one in an off-Broadway play, but it was a Pakistani cook.
Okay.
As you know, the kind of roles you get, with a bad accent and all that. But I didn't take it up because the drive was too long and I couldn't do the class and the money wasn't that much. But
something like Saturday Night Live.
You understand, Shehnaz has no strings attached. She's a nomad.
Right.
Okay. When we were younger in MTV, she's the one who, they wanted me to go to Singapore to replace Rahul Khanna, who apparently got sick a lot.
Mm.
Nobody knows why.
Akshay Khanna's brother.
Well, he likes to know himself as Rahul Khanna and not Akshay Khanna's brother, and or Vinod Khanna's son.
Yeah.
They're lovely guys, the whole family.
Yeah.
Anyway, half Parsi, by the way. And not that we should get confused at this point in our lives into anything.
Yeah.
So, so they asked me to go there and do his stuff because at that time it was called ASEAN or whatever, and a lot of the stuff is common between Asia. So I didn't want to go because I'm a homebody and won't leave mom. I still hold on to her skirt, even though she's not in it.
Yeah.
And In the meantime, Shehnaz put a hand up and went happily. And you know, they were paying very decent money. I think close to $200,000 a year. Okay, but after you board and lodge and a lot of that, Goldberg, Singapore is an expensive city. Shehnaz didn't save a dollar. Every weekend she would go to Malaysia, all, you know, Thailand, any of the neighboring, and then later on further Europe and everywhere else. She just has wanderlust and no strings attached, you know. So even her marriage now is no more, because Shehnaz is Shehnaz. But I think that's how she's happy.
I don't know whether to laugh at that or
it's true,
like,
man. Okay. No, I think she's just really, really true to herself. I'm really happy when I then think about the fact that she's never changed that. She doesn't care about money. She just does her own thing. She's got a successful tour. Whatever. How do you describe those shows? Holiday
travel shows.
Travel shows. That's the word. Travel. How tough is that? And you know, she's doing great, and she just loves traveling. If they don't pay her money, she'll just travel anyway. If she has nothing, she'll go cheaper. But she will go.
Right.
I'm the opposite. I don't want to leave the cave. I just want to stay in the cave and die there. And I just want that MTNL idiot to give me back my Wi-Fi. 4 days no Wi-Fi. Unbelievable.
That's 4G.
Wi-Fi, sorry, 4G, Wi-Fi, whatever, who cares? It's like travel. It takes time for my old mind to understand.
Yeah.
Bro, are we running out of time?
We should go
so
to
where
the
do we see you next? You'll come back and
I'm
do shows
ready
with
to
us.
Come. Antarik Shoes, the new producer. Please call me whenever for Cock and Bull. I'm always.
You come early when he's not there, no?
Okay.
Just a parting shot.
Antarik, or I make it really famous and actually come back.
But then
as
you
a
should come back.
Guest.
Because then you can walk all over me. It'll be a little different.
No, you're a senior. No, it'll be.
So always respect for old man. Shabash. Well played. Saki, well bowled. But not take Saki as a reference
in
this bloody day and age. So who do you want to be for safety's sake? Jaddu.
Ashwin
Bichara.
Mohammad Sami.
Mohammed Shami. You can keep your ethnicity somewhat. He's also actually from UP deep down.
Okay.
Although he plays for
Calgary. That's why he ran away from the state to be in
his problems
team.
That you do with women is totally different.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he's got a wife who's after him. Long story there. But what a bowler. The wife, huh?
Great.
Just kidding. All right, Abbas, we have AMAs coming up. Are you in for that?
Yes.
All right.
It'll be the old producer and the new producer.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. And now, AMA time for the last time. It's a very emotional moment for all of us. We have a new producer. Whose name I can't... can I change your name?
Please,
it's
go ahead.
It's damn tough for me here.
Sure.
I can't take three syllables and all that. So I'm going to just go with... I'm going to call you Robert. Is that okay?
That's almost three syllables also.
Robert. Okay, fair enough. I'll change it to Robbie. Robbie,
sure,
fair?
Sure. Robbie works.
Chalo, Robbie.
But it's nowhere close to my actual name though.
Haven't you been to Punjab?
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
I grew up with a guy called Lucky. His name is Bijinder.
In actuality,
what's your...
My pet name is Richie.
Richie?
Yeah.
Wow. Can I go with Richie?
Yeah, I think
what's the connection there? Now find one to talk.
My brother, when he was born, it was called Goldie. And my parents were debating between calling me Silvery or Richie. So thankfully the second
you missed
Richie.
The bullet on that one. Because Silvery would be the end of your life.
Yeah.
Can we call you Silvery?
Please.
Just a mark of respect.
Silvery.
I think beautiful. Now your listeners will
I think so.
Now you're Silvery.
Now Silvery is going to sort of replace Abbas, who's left, you know, big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
So remember, Silvery is a good way to start, I think. What do you say, Abbas?
Amazing, yes.
You decide. You're passing the baton. So you decide.
Silvery sounds good.
Silvery it is! Say, Jawab! You win 10,000 rupees, which we'll never see.
Yeah. The show is with Silvery on a tentative basis. If he doesn't come on time for the next 2 weeks, then it's a little...
Silvery, remember, I have only one talent. I'm always on time.
I know.
Nothing else I can do, but I'm always on time. But the good thing is I also leave fast.
I'll be here.
Okay, so this one comes from Misha Talwar.
Yeah.
Misha says, hey guys, let me start off with a generic comment. Love the podcast, great job, blah,
Misha,
blah.
Misha, Mo?
Mo.
Okay, that means female, mostly, unless you're Russian, which is a pet name, it can be male or female.
You know what, since you brought up Russian, on the email address that we give to people to send you questions, for some reason, there is something called as a Russian Cupid, which has been sending a lot of emails.
It's a Tinder
ripoff website.
Yasnayu Paruski. I can find
it's
out.
Only for Russian girls.
I speak a little Russian. Yasnayu Paruski, which means I know Russian. I can take it from there.
I will show you the emails once we are done.
One thing about me is I like girls from all nationalities.
Of course. Yes.
Of course, now I'm married, so I don't think like that anymore because it's not in our culture.
Paramparo
or Sanskriti.
Paramparo.
Correct. tell me when my note is out of place. Huh?
Parampara.
No, but isn't become Paramparo in plural?
No,
plural traditions.
Parampara is plural parampara only.
How do you know?
Because I know Hindi.
You're from bloody Bhiwandi, not Lucknow. So what do you know?
Lot of UP migrants moved to Bhiwandi.
That's not good enough. You can't just... That way we are Persian from descent. I can't speak Farsi. What are you talking about?
My question, is, a lot of people write in asking the same kind of questions, like why isn't Cyrus vegetarian, or why doesn't Cyrus join politics, etc. What is the one question you want people to stop asking?
I don't know.
I
like questions because
why do you
lonely.
Always wear red shirts?
That but I don't mind answering that question. I love that. And now with the left dying, someone has to stand up for them. I'm like the last. Imagine brand ambassador for the left, or each for the rest of them as well. I don't know. I like all questions. I can't think of any question that irritates me.
Okay.
Questions that irritate more than the question is the answer sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I've done shows and met people where they give really strange answers. Yeah. Like you ask them like can you tell us a little bit about yourself? And they immediately start saying, well, I've done MBA from, you know, it's just so boring. Mm. Those things get to me. But the questions, I'm okay with. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the whole interview with Abbas. Oh my God. Oh my God. Is there a question you don't like, Silvery?
A question I don't like, people don't ask me that much. I don't know what to say.
What is this, a podcast for losers? The host doesn't have a question. The other new guy doesn't care. And Abbas is already crying.
Okay, the next one comes from Shivani Moody.
Hey, but do you have a question?
To me?
Yeah, whatever. You know, like we discuss how comedians are coming. You're a comedian. Okay, jokes are now. That's a terrible question.
What's the other question that I disgusts me? How old are you?
There are redundant questions which I do. Sorry, can I interrupt?
How old
are you? It's not that bad. You're still young.
Or what happened to your hair?
Okay, can I talk about redundant questions that I hate?
Yeah.
Especially early morning. Mm. I come at the same time and people ask me, oh, so early? Oh, so late? You know, now I don't know what to say because 6:11 is 6:12 or 6:12 is 6:11. I mean, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
And, the other thing people ask you is, I went to Dubai for 5 days. So somebody asked me, you've been missing. Like, you don't really care, no? You've not emailed me to find out where I am or what I'm doing. So why do you have to say you've been missing, like you care? Another careful look on your face, like anxiety. Kya hua aapko? You know, are you dying?
Mm.
So those questions I hate.
Okay.
I just think people shouldn't pretend to care so much. What do we care? I don't care. Do you care?
No.
You never ask me, you're late. Oh, that's because you're late, you bastard.
It's just a year of this now, Antariksh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is my question.
Shaolin!
Shivani Murthy, the email subject line says, Cyrus says, ex-milkman/interesting person to get on the podcast. It's a very long email. I'll try and rush through it.
Hey, the Amul guys.
I don't know. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, Team Cyrus. Hope all is well. I'm writing you on behalf of Milkman, a music touring property based out of Mumbai.
Oh.
Okay, this is a guest correct, request. Correct. I'm gonna scroll past this.
But I'm glad you did your research and checked it out before instead of doing it live and wasting
it's
our
my
time.
My last episode.
Fair enough. When it comes to wasting our time, you know, you win the best. Go on.
Okay, this one comes from Swati Baveja. Hi, Cyrus and team. Hope you're all doing well. My question is for Abbas. Okay. Man, why are you leaving? I would understand if you get a better gig, but please don't.
Exactly what I said. I'm Swati. That's my name, Silvery. My name is Swati. It's clear. By the way, I love Swati snacks.
Okay.
Do you like Swati snacks? Have you been? Are you a South Bombay boy? I don't know if it's there in other parts of Bombay. Up to Tardeo, I know there are 3 branches.
That's the only one even I know.
But we are South Bombay.
Is there a Swati snacks in Pawai?
I'm not sure.
How can you not?
I mean, like, there must
Swati
be.
Swati snacks is a huge name, at least in half of Bombay.
Not the same. Not the main Swati snacks, if there is like a conglomerate or something. No.
What? How can this happen to our country?
What?
How can it just end in Tardeo or something? It has to go beyond.
I'm sure he must have opened the store with other names. Not Swati.
Pawai must be having Hiranandani snacks. It's really different. Okay, bro, back.
Anyway, Swati just tells me that she'll miss my voice and me, Amit and Cyrus debating about topics, and she wishes me all the best. Thank you very much.
See, this is what I'm telling you. The thing about this medium, the podcast medium or radio, if you're a listener first, rather than a person who's broadcasting, is that people actually, you know, it's very intimate, the relationship.
Yeah.
I think it's much more than television. So people who miss him, albeit there won't be so many because we have only 10 listeners, but say 5 of them really miss him, they really miss him.
Yeah.
So people will be upset. You've upset people. Do you understand? You upset
I'm
people.
Sorry, guys. Everybody who wrote
emotionally,
in, thank you
because
so
there's
much.
A connect with you. You don't understand. So it's more intimate, this connect. You screwed it up, bro. You let them down. Why? Just because you want to be famous. Oh, come on.
Abbas is offered on another show on the network called IVM Likes. Mm. And the episodes that he's not on, people actually write in the comments, okay, where is Abbas? We miss Abbas. Get Abbas back.
And
it's
only
like, it's like we don't exist, man.
And and only half of that is by Abbas himself. Just clarify. So I got to say, man, you've got your own listenership.
I know, yeah.
And
yeah.
Whatever, Pearl Padamsi, when we were younger working in theatre, used to always have this line because we never had audiences. Oh. We still don't. Mm. She'd say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a quality audience, not a quantity audience. You know, so we have a quality audience. Our podcast is like that. And you're letting down that quality.
Well, it is what it is.
Because they care about you. They think about you. They're crying. Swati is crying.
I'll send you guys the tissues, guys.
That's not enough. That's mean.
Okay,
that's
Raghavendra Temkar says, hello, I'm an avid listener of the show and I've been listening for the show for the last 1.5 years. This is the second time I'm writing to you. Little disappointed that Abbas is leaving the show. We'll miss him, wishing him good luck and best wishes. I have two questions for Cyrus. I think for a long, successful marriage, two separate toilets are not enough. You need to have two separate beds as well. Your thoughts?
Look, if you have the money, have two separate bungalows. I don't have a problem. All right, but if the issue is what you can afford, try and figure out toilet space, even if it's the same toilet, so that you have different timings or whatever. Let's face it, because everybody's not going to have money to have different toilets and rooms. So what he's saying is makes sense, but also you can't kill the intimacy so much. No? If you're a complete stranger with your wife, at some point she'll move to somebody else. Then you're going to cry like Abbas right now, leaving the show. So look, I've been married 18 years, and I can tell you the problem, because I dated my wife for a long time. And we didn't have so much. The fights only really started with the space. And the space becomes very often the person who cares about cleanliness, which is never me. And so it's a one-sided fight, because I don't care about all these things. I didn't even know you have to take out the cover. Even when I go to a hotel, I don't take out covers and things like that. And I don't ever hang clothes. I just throw them on the floor, you know, and I pick them up with my toe and put them on my clothes.
Feel bad for your wife right now, Cyrus.
His
second question is, which has been asked before, Cyrus, you are a middle-aged man. I understand you regularly work out. What was your motivation to take up bodybuilding?
Loneliness. Nobody talks to me. I can do something early morning because I like to end the day fast. And ultimately, it's a solo sport. No? So you have to do something other than masturbation, because that's not recognized by the IOA. As of yet, we put a proposal out there. Let's see if they come back with it.
We'll take one last one. This would come from Puneet Srivastav. He asked two very direct questions. Question number one, what would you ask Namo if you ran into him randomly? And question two, what would you ask Raga if you ran into him randomly?
For Namo, I would ask in Gujarati, I would say just one philosophical question, which is Biju Suche. What else you got? Well, I think we've seen the act now. Let's leave it there. Let's leave it there. Abbas has started making the sounds and appreciating the sort of jeer.
And what about Raga?
No, I think so. I think now he has to really, second round, he has to really prove himself. First round, there was a real, what they call wave and all, fair enough, a breath of fresh air if you want, all that. And, you know, a certain amount of activity, left, right and center. But demonetization, my mother suffered for 5 days standing in lines. I still don't understand that. Because right now, they're still offering you cash to do weddings in Delhi and all that. Yeah. So I don't understand the whole idea. And people still tell you about cash payments when you try to buy something. So what the F? What's going on there? This GST, of course, is the Congress's idea, not his. But it's a real headache, because some people are not GST compliant when we work. We are all vendors here. I'm a prostitute, you're a comedian. So, you know, we have to go and get, you know, you have to fill out forms and all, because other people don't want to be compliant. They don't care. The buck stops with you. So I got lots of issues. And I have budgets every 3 months. This last budget went like a flash. Nobody cared. It was like it had no viewership. The viewership was down. It was like India playing Bangladesh every year, every day for the rest of the year. You know, after some time, nobody watched.
Do you watch footage of all the MPs sleeping?
And for once, it was this footage. They didn't have to go back and use old footage. Because you cannot have the marginal utility of the product is killed. You cannot have a budget every 3 days.
Right.
It's a bit too much. Enough about it. Now let's go to the opposition. With Raga, my question to you is, are you supporting Kunal Kamra? I want to know.
He is. He put out a tweet.
No, I said financially you should support him in going after the airline or everything else. Hey, it's very easy to. You and I also support Kunal Kamra. It's like, hey, Kamra, what's the big crime? Because what is the big crime? He had a conversation. He shot it on his phone. He apologized. It should end there. Nothing more. And Arnab has not pressed any charges. Arnab refused to talk without a panel. You know, he said, I don't come on these kind of shows. And, you know, it's between them. I think it was just blown
out. What would you ask?
But isn't it amazing how the. We shouldn't discuss this here.
We should do it in Cock and Bull, which has already happened. But at the time of this recording.
Aviation minister making his comments about these things. And when you look at what Pragya Thakur did a couple of months back, there was a Shiv Senek who hit someone with a slipper. And I remember doing that gag on our show for 3 weeks because we found it so hilarious that you can come as a member of parliament and start beating up staff. I mean, you can't. I mean, what? And this poor comedian for just taking on this very large broadcaster. I mean, I don't think, you know, the punishment fits the crime. 6 months, he shouldn't fly Indigo. Yeah. Oh, gosh, he'll do a monologue. What? And destroy my children's peace of mind. What? I mean, really? Come on. And he's quite a soft-spoken guy, actually. He's not even like me. You know, he's loud and raucous, and you can hear me from whatever. Well, there's only one class that tells you where their careers are going. But, you know, maybe the right decision was made.
That was my last question for the AMA.
Okay, but we have to end with something nice about Silvery, something nice about Abbas. You've known him only a little while ago.
No, he knows me for a year now.
Yeah,
he's also a comedian.
I know.
Huh.
Come on,
Antariksh. So, Abbas and I met through comedy, and I remember one of the first times.
Is it like a brothel?
More or less.
Most common.
Yeah, correct.
One thing when you say you met through music and you're both playing guitar or something, but comedy is such a bad art, you know, all said and done. Yeah, go on.
So when you start off as an open micer, you have to get a plus one, right? Because to be able to perform, that's like a thing. Oh. You know, we have to pay to perform, you get a plus one.
What are these rules, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Here it's plus one. And
it's easier, Nazi
Germany. In Gotham Comedy Club, you have to get 10 people with you.
Why?
And 2 drinks minimum.
Yeah.
So that they have an audience.
And you attack the mafia. No, extortion. You know this is extortion.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
This is low hanging fruit. Catch these guys and make them pay for everything. Mm-hmm. You want to be a comedian? You should, if you ever become really big, you go after these producers or whoever. Don't let them, don't spare them. You be like Indigo. You go for the jugular. 6 month suspension.
Let him complete his story.
So, one of these shows, Abbas was the host at. And I was just a new open micer budding in the scene.
You didn't know him?
I didn't know him then. And so he's hosting. I'm in the audience, sitting just without a plus one because I couldn't manage to get a plus one because I didn't have any friends.
This is so sad. And you came here to this podcast. Oh boy.
I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm sitting in the audience, and Abbas, as you do crowd work, you start talking to the audience, and he starts talking to me, and I say there, hey man, sorry, I didn't get a plus. I'm my own plus one today. And for the rest of the show, I was the butt of the joke. Dude, that's like the saddest, loneliest thing.
It was the saddest thing in the show right there.
He wasn't trying to be funny. He wasn't trying to be funny. He was actually being factual.
Yeah.
How sad.
No, I was trying to be funny, but factual.
Funny, factual.
And Cyrus, your favorite memory of me now?
For me, honestly, it's like music. Because we have, when we have certain comedians on, let's say, like this gentleman, Rahul Subramaniam, or, you know, guys with a high octave, and talking 19 to a dozen. And we all spin a joke together and have a moment where we're all laughing. I do with Akash a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Akash actually comes to mind the most. So Akash, Amit, and me are laughing about something in a certain high octave moment. And then suddenly there's the ball that goes the other way, what we call the googly or the wrong one or the dusra, depending on where you come from, which is Abbas's voice. And it's almost like he's so intelligent and that, you know, the children have to stop talking now. So be like, ha ha, yeah, get it, Mussolini said that, Okay, and now he just segues it, and every time it hits my heart, you know, I almost think I'm with my parents or something, because it's like you're people who don't get your culture at all, you know, and you're doing your thing, and they just don't get it, and they just wait for a heartbeat, and then they take it the other way to some other zone completely. And it happens so often, and I think only comedians or artists can understand how the music is strangely different. You know, so he's never in the moment with us, but he's got his own moment happening on the side.
Yeah.
And it's quite funny, actually.
Cool.
It's an unequal music,
nice.
If you want. Alright, cheers, man. We'll see you soon. I'm sure you'll do well, you'll rock, and it's always dentistry.
Yes.
That was Abbas, ladies and gentlemen, but not for the last time, just for the last time as producer.
Yep.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In, or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.